front of the door, it's Dave!
Who?
Dave! D-A-V-E!
Dave?
Right, man, Dave.
Dave's not here!
Everyone, it's Dave, and welcome to another edition of Just What Do You Think You're Doing, Dave? On today's show, I wanted to talk about something that's happening in the state of Florida. Actually, there are many things happening in the state of Florida, most of which are not consumer-friendly, but this one is specific to historic preservation. So as you may be aware, when you see pictures of Miami and Miami Beach, you see the old hotels, the iconic hotels along the beach that are from the 1940s, that era when these Art Deco hotels all popped up. It's really amazing. And they've been there forever. They've gone through periods of renovation and different things that have happened. I grew up in South Florida. I spent a lot of time in Miami Beach. My dad lived in Miami Beach for a period of time, and his mom worked at one of the hotels. So there's a certain connection that I have to it personally. So some of the things that I say relate to that kind of specifically. But as I look at the hotels in Miami Beach, the amazing thing is that they've always been preserved. The Miami Beach Historic Preservation Board has a very strong feeling about the Miami Beach and the, keeping its iconic nature, because it's everyone knows it, right? The Art Deco hotels, the neon fluorescent lights in the front, everybody knows what they are. As soon as you see it, you go, oh, that's Miami Beach. And they've been doing a really remarkable job of keeping tabs on it and making sure that no one develops in a way that really destroys the essence of it. Enter the state of Florida. As always, the state of Florida has different opinions about how things work, and really is about developer money and making sure that, you know, there's no local rule, basically. So the state controls everything, not the communities and the cities and the counties and whatever. So the state of Florida passed a piece of legislation among the litany of legislation that they passed that essentially doesn't allow these preservation boards to preserve properties such as Miami Beach, that they have no real control over the use of those properties anymore. They still have a review process that they can use, and there's some legal maneuvering they can use to kind of protect them. But overall, they can't protect those properties the way that they used to. So there are some developers that have come in, and they're purchasing some of the old hotels that go out of business. They run down. You know, they need some renovations, whatever. And in the history of these hotels, what would happen is a developer would come in and they'd keep the facade of the hotel, some portion of the hotel, and they would build something maybe behind it or next to it that would be a larger piece of a property that they want with new amenities. And of course, they'd do the amenities right in the hotel anyway to make more money. And that's how it would work. But these new developers are coming in and they're saying, hey, we want to tear down these properties and we want to be able to build something new on there. That looks a little different, is a little more modern. Maybe it has an Art Deco-ish style, but it doesn't exactly look like what we want. We want to build something that's, you know, 40 stories tall instead of the 5 stories tall that these buildings are limited to, and so on. And the Miami Beach Preservation Board has really no recourse in this. Like I said, there's some limited legal maneuvering they can do, but if these companies meet the requirements that are set forth, they can do what they want to do to these properties, and the Miami Beach has nothing to say about it. And one of the commissioners, or perhaps he was the mayor, I think he was a commissioner of Miami Beach, came out and said something like, you know, in 10 years, our beach will no longer be recognizable. It'll all be just, you know, hotels rather than being these nice little properties that have this iconic look to them. And he's probably right because of the way the state set this up. And this is, you know, Governor DeSantis making decisions that he wants to control everything in the state and no one else can, because there's money to be made and he's going to take it, by golly. So this is something that's been ongoing, and it's kind of sad in a way, because what we're going to see is that the difference between what it was and what it will be is going to be striking, I'm quite sure. It's going to be a place that won't have that same kind of feel to it. Now, I tell you, like I said, I grew up here, so I've seen it over the years. It's evolved a lot. The buildings look the same, but everything is different, right? It feels different. Everything's different. It went through different periods. There was a period of time in the 1970s into the 1980s when it was just a very depressed area, and it was an old person's retirement community, and that was it. Then it became something else, and then it became the nightclubs, and then it became what it is today that you see. And it always evolved. It just continued to evolve along the way. So I get that it evolves. It just feels different in the way that it comes together. Now here's the oh, by the way. You know, that is what it is. That's progress. That is, you know, that's changes in the way the world works. I kind of get it. I understand it. I don't like it, but I kind of get it. But the oh, by the way is that there was another piece of legislation that specifically prohibits certain groups, certain people from different countries from purchasing property in Florida. So it includes, as I recall, it includes Chinese, Venezuelans, Iranians, and several others from actually buying property. And it's very weird the way they worded it. And it's, you know, it's totally illegal, I'm sure, when it gets, I think it's been challenged in court, but I don't think there's been a resolution to it yet. But anyway, the point was that they were trying to stop people from buying property in the state because of ideological differences or whatever. And, you know, you think about the big picture of it being illegal for that, for them to basically profile someone or to discriminate against them because of where they come from. It seems kind of ridiculous. And they gave some security reasons, blah, blah, blah. There was some rationale behind it that doesn't make sense. But the interesting part is several of these developers who are coming in and buying these depressed hotels and the hotels that need renovation are foreign nationals. They're coming in from other countries. And in some cases, as far as I can tell, it's hard to know because they're tied to shell corporations and there's all kinds of things going on. And I admit I haven't done all my research. It appears that some of them come from some of these countries that have been specifically prohibited from buying land. It's not, like I said, it's not just those three countries. And even if they are from other countries, wasn't your point that you didn't want to have, you know, this foreign money coming in and influencing and doing changing things and blah, blah, blah? And yet there's so much money to be made on Miami Beach that you're willing to just look the other way. Something about this just seems so so wrong. It just doesn't feel like that the state really knows what it wants to do. It's almost like they're being childish and pedantic toward South Florida specifically, because South Florida is not generally a supporter of Ron DeSantis or the legislature that's mainly GOP led. And it feels like they're coming down against South Florida because a lot of the legislation and rules and things that they do are specific to or targeted to South Florida. And I'll talk about those on, you know, future shows. But I just found it really interesting, and I wanted to share that with you because, to me, losing the iconic nature of what we have in South Miami Beach, on, you know, what we have there, really does change the nature of who we are as a community. Though I guess we're going through a renaissance in our community anyway because there's so much building and so many things happening and, you know, insurance prices are out of control and whatever, that it's a different place than it was even 10 years ago. Anyway, on that depressing note, just kidding, of course. You know, on that note, I just wanted to say, you know, remember, if we can dream it, we can certainly do it. Thanks for listening. Bye now.
What's your point, David?